following the trail of chemicals from our homes into wildlife. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. Researchers are finding flame retardants and stain repellent chemicals in herring gull eggs in the Great Lakes region. These chemicals are used in a lot of consumer products, but they can last a long time in the environment, and they can build up in the food web. Two recent studies found some newer chemicals in the birds' eggs that we don't know a lot about. Lisa Williams is a contaminant specialist with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. She's an author on both of these studies, and she joins me now. How are these chemicals getting into the birds' eggs?
We believe that most of these chemicals are taken up by the birds when they're feeding on fish in the Great Lakes and then transferred through the mother's body into the eggs.
So these are first getting into fish, and how are they getting into the fish?
These compounds tend to be more fat-soluble than water-soluble, so they're released into the Great Lakes in a variety of ways, but then they're accumulated into organisms in the Great Lakes, and so the fish are also obtaining them through their diet.
What does this mean that you're finding these kinds of chemicals in herring gull eggs?
By finding these compounds in herring gull eggs, we're showing that they're persistent enough in the environment to be bioaccumulated through the food web. And so they are then in the egg exposing the embryo of the bird to these compounds. And that is a life stage that's very often very sensitive to contaminants. And so it raises concern that we need to understand more about the toxicity of these particular compounds.
What kind of levels are we talking about for these chemicals in the bird's eggs?
These are being found at very small concentrations in terms of parts per billion. Very few of the compounds were found at the parts per million level.
And does that give you any information about whether they're affecting the birds or not?
For those few compounds where we do have laboratory studies, we can compare those concentrations that are found in the wild with concentrations that are known to cause problems in the field. But some of these compounds that we do know about have effects levels in the parts per billion range, so it's possible that some of the ones that we don't know also have effect levels down in that range, and we could be nearing a point where these compounds could be causing problems for the birds.
How much do we understand about what happens to wildlife when they have these kinds of chemicals in their systems?
For some of these compounds, we have laboratory studies that have shown that chickens or Japanese quail, we've shown that these are at concentrations that would cause effects to those species, but we don't know how sensitive wildlife species like herring gulls or bald eagles are to some of these newer and emerging chemicals of concern.
In one of your studies, you compared certain kinds of flame retardants that have been phased out of consumer products with newer flame retardants that have replaced the ones that have been phased out, and you measured these chemicals in the birds' eggs. What did you see there?
We saw that some of the compounds that have been phased out are indeed decreasing in concentrations, and that's good news, but some of the other ones are starting to increase, and so we have concerns about those.
And what kind of concerns do you have?
That they might be accumulating to a level that might cause problems for the birds, and we don't have good information from laboratory studies about how sensitive some of these species that are being exposed might be.
How many people are doing the kind of work that you do?
Yeah, there are a handful of researchers looking for these chemicals in the environment as they develop the analytical techniques to do so, but very few people are doing toxicity studies, and that's the kind of information that we need in order to interpret these results.
Lisa Williams is a contaminant specialist with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rebecca.
That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.